Okay, so we're going to move on to our third speaker. Leonard Paul has an honors degree in computer science from Simon Fraser University with an extended minor in music, concentrating in composition, sound design, and coding for video, concentrating in electroacoustics. He has 15 years of experience in composing, sound design, and coding for video game companies, such as Electronic Arts, Radical Entertainment, Rockstar Vancouver, and Black Box Games. Leonard has taught classes in game audio at the Vancouver Film School and the Arts Institute of Vancouver and Emily Carr University, as well as Simon Fraser Surrey as well. So please join me in welcoming Leonard.
My piece is rather small, so I'm going to keep my presentation rather small. And so I'm going to, as they say, start from the beginning, clickety-clack. So my piece is Core Dump version 3 for OpenSound 2010. And there's actually two pieces, which is kind of interesting. There's one that's concerned with sort of bike culture and activism, and the other piece is about sort of being aware about what you eat and food and that kind of stuff. So there's actually two different pieces. So here's the overview. What is it? I was going to show a video. Won't be doing that. The idea of play and work, right? Because play always comes first if you're a kid. Then I'll talk a little bit about the music in it. How does it work? Conclusions and questions. So what is Core Dump version 3? It plays on the Game Boy Advance. That's that little thing at the top there. It's a little clamshell design. And it's really neat because it's got a small screen in it. It's got, like, you know, some processing power. And you can sort of subvert it to do stuff besides games. It's a new media artwork running on a Game Boy. I've shown it twice before. So once it's been in the bathroom at Open Space in Victoria. The second version was over at the Cabaret Voltaire in Zurich. In the bathroom there, which was pretty fun. And so, yeah, it's neat to have new images and sound every time around, and it is bathroom-friendly. So the video demonstration is there. It's not moving or making any sound. It's kind of conceptual, just joking. Anyways, we'll go on to the play part here. So video games are play, but you can't play with a non-interactive game. So in this sense, the Game Boy Advance actually plays itself. So the content is playful with layered meaning. So it's not just all about having fun. Play is actually a way that we really learn very deep concepts. And yes, of course, we should not play in the washroom. And a handheld video game is playful. And sort of, yeah, why is it playful? For myself, you know, video games are actually work. I worked at EA today. That's the building that we work in Burnaby. It's one of the largest. Maybe it's not so... it used to be the largest, but they got rid of a whole bunch of people, so maybe it's not the largest studio in the world anymore. A lot of people there, all working, making games. So the Game Boy is youthful, right? Game Boy, and avoids work. The content shows the working side of biking for that one piece. I'll concentrate on that one rather than sort of fragmenting the discussion. So bathroom is work. You know, I need to do my business, right? Archival film footage is serious work, right? And so I have that in my piece as well for the audio side. And the GBA, I've done coding for a long time, and it's a real tricky thing, tricky business to program that little beast. So the music discussion, one of the pieces that I have in here is called Daisy Bell from 1892. It was the first piece of music that had a computer singing it. And so I have that in the piece. And there's the vocals that are programmed by those people. They accompany it by Max Matthews. He's the namesake of a program called Max MSP that I use a lot in my other works. One of the pieces here as well, the Surrey Remix Project. Hal's death in 2001, A Space Odyssey. Actually, when he's getting or deactivated, he sings out Daisy. And so if you listen to the piece in the washroom, there's a biking theme about a bicycle built for two. It's very cute. And I bike a lot myself. Music discussion part two. There's another piece of music called The Entertainer by Scott Joplin. He's a black guy just like me. It's a fun thing to play on the piano. It's dance music, you know, around the turn of the century there. And it was a great fit for player piano, sort of a precursor to digital kind of idea, right? And it inspired Super Mario's composer, Koji Kondo. That's a great format for making things digital on and off. And also digital means fingers, right? And so it's commonly played by ice cream trucks. That's just sort of a random comment. Okay, so how it works, there's a bit of code up in the top there. I'm a programmer. I also am a musician. I make sound. I also teach all sorts of other stuff, but that's a little bit of code that I have. And so I custom coded this stuff in C. It uses a flash card, so that allows it to store the information and to stick it inside of a frame and put it in the bathroom. And it plays randomish music, sounds, and images. And the images respond to the music, which I think is kind of fun because a lot of the time it's the other way around. So it alternates between preset images that I put in there and this weird sort of semi-random static as it's going through its own memory, and I push it to the edge of crashing, but it doesn't actually crash, at least I hope it doesn't. And yeah, it's non-interactive, but it runs in real time. So the conclusion is that I wanted to make something that relates to me, and the interesting thing that I found after I made the piece, I just had my parents here last weekend, and my mom is a farmer. She came from Germany, and so she, I grew up sort of on a farm, and so that's sort of related to the agriculture piece. And then my dad, they're both retired now, he actually does sort of trails to rails, or vice versa. No, that's right. Trails to rails to trails, right. To make it so that instead of having railroad tracks, you actually have biking. So he's sort of a bike activist in his own way. And actually, when they came here, they were super excited. They were like, oh, we're late. Guess what we did? And it's like, oh my gosh. We bought a bike, so my mom now has a bike that she can sort of easily bike. She had a bike before, but now they're really going to bike together, which is really cute, which also relates to the song as well, you know, bicycle built for two, or two bicycles built for two. So, yeah, I wanted to do something that relates to me, and it's a tricky medium. I enjoy the challenge in making games. I'm making games these days. I'm working on a game called NBA Jam. I find it fun to hear people's reactions because it's kind of creepy to follow people into the bathroom, but it's fun to hear them when they come out and start talking about your piece. And as far as sort of the eco thing, it keeps that platform alive to actually reuse it and breathe life into an obsolete piece of hardware. In the bathroom, yeah, it's an underused kind of gallery space. So, yeah, there you go. If you got any questions, this is who I am. That's my website. And yeah, I guess we should just do a discussion or something at this point. Cheers, thanks.